With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The death toll in the wildfires has reached 16 as crews battle to cut off the spreading blazes before potentially strong winds return. California Office of Emergency Services says 150,000 people in L.A. County are under evacuation orders. As some homeowners in Pacific Palisades are allowed to return to their neighborhoods, it is a gut-wrenching time for them. Greg Benton says there's one thing he would love to find.
Family heirlooms that are the ones that really hurt the most. We can build a new house, but my father told me his grandmother, so my great-grandmother's wedding ring is somewhere in this pile of ash.
United States Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.2 earthquake has struck a region in far southwestern Mexico early today. There have been no immediate reports of damage or casualties. Also at SRNnews.com, changes may be on the way in health care coverage.
The Supreme Court has agreed to consider some reinstating preventative care coverage requirements under the Affordable Care Act that were struck down by a lower court. The case came before the High Court after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with employers who argued they can't be forced to provide full insurance coverage for things like medication to prevent HIV and some cancer screenings. The lower court ruling chipped away at the program sometimes referred to as Obamacare, but did not apply to all preventative care coverage. Ron Taylor reporting.
Weather situation improving in the southeast. It had been taking quite a beating with heavy snow and ice making highway travel tough. Even the big airport at Atlanta for part of the weekend had reported disruptions. This is SRN News. Your pastor wants you to read the Bible.
A lot of churchgoers only hear the scriptures on Sunday morning, but the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen wish that wasn't so. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 99% of pastors encourage the people in the pews to get into the Bible at home. The study finds that clergy use a lot of different inducements, including the offer of a free Bible to anybody that wants one, and regular reminders from the pulpit and on social media. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New report from the Journal of the American Medical Association revealing the spread of transgenderism among the country's kids. Looking at insurance claims from 2018 through 2022, the association concludes thousands of adolescents receiving puberty-blocking drugs and hormone shots in order to live as the opposite sex, some of the patients as young as 13. This is SRN News. Winter weather had been causing a number of flight delays and cancellations. John Scott has more.
Experts have tips on what to do when your itinerary gets scrambled by a storm. Airlines are required to provide refunds for customers whose flights are canceled for any reason. Airlines will try to put you on a later flight, but that depends on the availability of open seats. Go ahead and ask if the airline will book you on another carrier. They aren't required to, but some airlines will on a case-by-case basis. Airlines also are not required to cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded. John Scott reporting.
California man has two cats that died, a third hospitalized after he fed them raw milk, recalled for bird flu risk. He says the animals drank the milk, recall from raw farm of Fresno, California. Third cat did manage to survive. More details at SRNnews.com.